Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, Singapore is looking to set up a $1.5 billion fund backed by state investment firm Temasek Holdings to boost the stock market and activity as well as trading volume.
Well, the move comes hot on the heels of SGX's opening its doors to SPACs or special purpose acquisition companies. Let's find out more now with Ishika Mukherjee, Asia Markets reporter at Bloomberg. Good evening to you, Ishika.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
We're good, Ishika. So first, Singapore's government and Temasek will be setting up this new fund, right, that will have a starting tranche of $1.5 billion to pump into public fundraising and pre-IPO financing of high-growth companies. What else do you know about the fund and how potential listings can tap on this?
What's known right now, the details are pretty scant. So we know this is the first tranche and it's $1.5 billion. Let's see how many further tranches there are. The aim is basically to get more tech companies, more high-growth companies to come and list in Singapore, because this has been one big criticism, essentially, from analysts and investors of the Singapore market for the past year or so, where tech shares have just taken off completely and Singapore has sort of been left behind because of its cyclical exposure. So the idea behind this Temasek fund, Temasek-backed fund, which is going to be managed by 65 Equity Partners, a subsidiary of Temasek, is that they're going to get more companies to, you know, do primary or secondary or dual listings here and help them through that journey, as well as do pre-IPO financing.
Okay. You know, perhaps we may not see the floodgates open to a herd of unicorns, but what impact may this have on the market in the shorter term? What are we looking at?
The day this was, so Bloomberg reported this fund, we sort of scooped it on 14th of September. And when we put it out, there were a few minutes left of trading and the market did react, but it was kind of muted. Even when the official announcement came in on Friday, the move was a bit muted. The SPI, the Straits Times Index, was up 0.2%. I think people are waiting to see what kind of actions and what further details there are of this plan, like how is it going to work? What kinds of companies are going to be interested in this? My understanding is that they are going to look at companies across the globe to list in Singapore, and you would think that they would definitely look regionally, especially in Southeast Asia, for some of these companies.
Ishika, as you mentioned, what kind of companies are they going, or well, I guess what kind of companies can access these funds, more important?
Yeah, so I think these funds are aimed at tech, high-growth companies, and even the Economic Development Board, their investment arm, is starting a $500 million fund. So they're going to help companies that are about two or more funding rounds away from listing publicly, and they're going to sort of get them to you know, up to that listing in Singapore. And then the MAS is also defraying some listing costs, and SGX is starting a platform to basically help with capital market solutions, which would range from private fundraising to, say, enhancing liquidity. So there are a number of measures, and I think it's all aimed at getting these new economy stocks listed in Singapore.
We're speaking to Ishika Mukherjee, Asia Markets reporter at Bloomberg. A lot of measures that you've mentioned there, Ishika. And as Tim highlighted earlier, this does come hot on the heels of SGX opening the door to SPACs, the first bourse in Asia to do so. So do you think these measures are going to give the market this liquidity boost that it's hoping for?
I definitely think there's a lot of buzz related to SPACs. Even the exchange of shares that pretty well on the day it was announced. And you already have companies, you're hearing about companies that are thinking about doing SPACs in Singapore, for example, say TKHOW Capital, Novatelis, Vertex, Turmeric Capital, there are a bunch of them, even Heliconia Capital apparently, been reported. So this is one space that could attract a lot of interest. And the aim is for the exchange to list the SPAC by the end of this year. So I think they're really racing towards that. And this could bring in a lot of interest.
Ishika, what about analysts? What have they been saying about this?
So the analysts are definitely excited about backed. They're also very much excited about the Temasek Fund. They do think it's a step in the right direction, and it's all come bunched up, all these announcements related to boosting Singapore's equity market. So there is excitement there, but I think what people are waiting to see is real outcomes of these measures. And until they see that, there's going to be some skepticism among investors, till they see companies list or access these funds. And the other thing is, because the Temasek Fund is a multi-agency sort of effort, I think the $1.5 billion Sing dollar figure right now is a little small to some. They would like to see more.
More money come to.
Yeah, more money, basically, considering how many agencies are involved.
Well, this is the first tranche. We can see how it goes from there. Is that the approach they're taking?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wonderful. Well, Ishika, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Ishika Mukherjee, Asian markets reporter at Bloomberg. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.